Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. We have got a wonderful show for you today. There is so much to get to. Of course, the big news that Kyrie Irving has demanded a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Rob and I are going to be all over that all the 3 hours, and you will get your chance to call up and share your opinions as well. So, Rob, let's get right into it, my man. Let's introduce you and the Odd Couple crew, and then get it popping on Kyrie. How you doing?
I am doing great. And Chris, turn your camera on and real quick.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Yep, no problem. We'll be at the Super Bowl all week in Phoenix, and I do want to just give one programming note on the History Channel starting Monday. Chris, Peyton Manning has a new show, a little documentary kind of thing called The GOAT. We talk about the GOAT all the time, right? But this is like the greatest of all time. All kinds of different things. Inventions, sports cars, stadiums, daredevils. You know, it's like that.
Yeah.
So I'm a part of this show, and I think I'm on the first one because it's stadiums. So check it out, the History Channel. That's Monday, February 6th, 10 p.m., 9 Central. Okay, on the History Channel.
I couldn't make the interviews. They tried.
Did you try to do it?
Yeah,
okay,
I just didn't have time. But I gotta be honest, Rob. Somebody told me today, you don't pub the show on the TV show. First things first, on the radio show, you need to be more like Rob Parker.
Did they say that really?
Yeah, because you know you pub everything you do.
No,
I ain't gonna say who.
We're on 400 stations. Why would you? Right?
Well, I mean, I don't. I let other people exalt me and toot my horn rather than myself. But I will say, first things first. Weekdays 3 p.m. Eastern to 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Check it out Monday through Friday. Myself, Nick Wright, and Kevin Wilds. Great show. And you'll enjoy it. But let's get into it. We got the iCouple crew, super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and twos. It's a funky Flashback Friday, so get ready. Get your tapes out, you know, your cassette tapes, and tape this program because it's going to be hot. And, of course, on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob. Let's get to it. Kyrie Irving, shocking news today around 2 o'clock Eastern. Requests a trade from the Nets. It is obviously in response to him not being happy with the way that negotiations are going for his long-term contract extension. This is the last year of his deal. He wants a fully guaranteed four-year, $200 million contract, and the Nets offered him a multi-year deal, but all types of stipulations in it. I'm sure, Rob, number of games played, off the court.
Winning a championship.
Behavior, was shenanigans.
Tweeted, right? Some
yeah, championship, all types of stuff. So he didn't like that, so now he's requesting a trade. Rob, let's get your opinion, and then I'll share off you.
Yeah, I just think this is the if you're going to do it and you're not happy with that, Kyrie wants a contract now. I don't think he really wants to go into free agency, Chris, because I think that the amount of owners who would probably vie for his services are slim. So, you know, you don't have a big, you don't have a lot of people who will be offering your services, and that hurts you as you try to get a four-year fully guaranteed contract, a max deal. It wouldn't be max, Chris, because, right, once he becomes free, is it?
Would be max for – you can't get as right. much as your own team.
As you would if you're
on your – But it still right. could be a max. Be about right. $180 million, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but or... so I mean, that's part of what's happening here. And he made the All-Star team. He's been playing great, and, you know, he's been through so much. And of course, when the news broke today, it's here we go. Here's Kyrie again, and part of that's unfair because this is a contract maneuver, Chris, is what it is.
I don't think it's unfair though.
You know, no,
because no. okay. this is.
But you know what I'm saying. If this was somebody else,
yeah, but I mean that's how it works. I mean, you create okay. your own track record. You remember when Meta World Peace Ron Artest was in the league?
Yeah.
At a certain point, after so many incidents, it was like he gonna get. You know, they're gonna come down harder on him than your average
every time.
Player.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And I guess my point is, because of all that other stuff, nobody wants to hear the details. It's just like, here's Kyrie blowing up the Nets, causing trouble, and this is why you shouldn't get him. So go ahead.
I don't think there's an owner in the league that will offer him a fully guaranteed multi-year max contract. I'm sorry, if you do, and I love Kyrie. I love his game. I try to give him the benefit of the doubt on a lot of his social issues because I understand a young black man searching for his identity, really studying deep black history for the first time in his life. I get all that. And he's coming of age in that regard in the fishbowl of the NBA. So I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. But his lack of self-awareness sometimes is baffling. And I think this is a lack of self-awareness. Now, look, it possibly could work out for him if he somehow gets to the Los Angeles Lakers, and we'll get into them later. But if he somehow is able to get traded to the Lakers and play with LeBron and Anthony Davis, if healthy, they should win the West, if not the whole thing. And maybe that would obviously work out for him. But, Rob, I think the best thing Kyrie could have done for his future financial situation, right, because he wants the big contract, is be the good soldier. Don't make any waves off the court. And this is a wave. This is a tidal wave. and play great ball, which he's been doing, and help the Nets get deep into the playoffs. You and I picked them to get to the finals. Even if they didn't do that, go out in a tough six or seven games in the Eastern Conference Finals, whatever it is. That would have got you, still probably not a fully guaranteed max, but you would have had more interest from other teams. And more importantly, Rob, the Nets would have certainly been willing to give you probably the best offer of any team out there. I still don't think it'd be fully guaranteed for 4 years.
Right.
But they would have probably given you a really great deal that you could live with. And here you go. Couldn't even go 80 days. It was 76 days from when he was reinstated after the documentary and all that stuff.
Right.
And he couldn't even last more than three months.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And my thing is, and I, Kyrie, is he really saying, I can't believe they won't give me the full max?
Right.
I mean, that's what I mean by lack of self-awareness. Rob, you and I talk about it all the time. None of us is in a vacuum.
Exactly.
Donald Trump, when he was president, Joe Biden now, Barack Obama when he was president, they had to play by certain rules.
There's just, that's life, Chris. And people who don't understand that, you don't have to like it all the time. You don't have to, but there's things that you fight for, Chris, and other things you have to know how to play the game and realize inside a structure. We talk about all the time, they're way better, Chris, basketball players on these playgrounds who never could make it to college or because they couldn't assimilate into what you need to do in order to, they could play ball, but they couldn't go to class to do what you need to do to get into college. They wouldn't study. They wouldn't do that. They couldn't go to the NBA.
Couldn't listen to a coach, you know,
exactly.
Right? Play a team game.
There you go. All those things, despite the talent you have, stopped a lot of people. And you have to be able to deal with certain things. Everything's not the end of the world. Everything is not worth fighting over. If we do that, we'd be here all day. You can't fight over everything. You can't.
Yeah. And we talk, and a lot of times it is true, obstacles for an African-American or Hispanic and things like that, right? But, Rob, like we said, to a certain degree, regardless of your race, whites included, you still have to conform in many ways within that society. Like we said, Donald Trump has been called to the carpet. You know, I mean, so it's not just a black thing in this situation. And so you got to look at the situation earlier in the season. You got to look at, you know, being injured a lot of the time. You have
when
to look at
time off.
Taking time off just because, you know, like the anti-vaccination situation. I mean, Kyrie, really? Rob, if I didn't show up for work half of the time, how can I look at our executives when it's time to renegotiate a contract and be like, what do you mean you won't give me this?
Right. We can't count on you, Chris. We can't count on you. We can't give you that.
Yeah, it's just sad because we both like Kyrie and
big time.
Just bizarre,
and he was playing great, and we were talking about how you remember they were rolling before KD, Chris,
and they would be rolling when he gets back.
Right, they had the second best record, and this year when KD went down, Chris, they didn't go 0-11. They were like almost 500. You know what I mean? Like, he held it together.
Yeah, I mean, they've been struggling a little lately. I mean, look, the bottom line is when KD's back, Rob, they're one of the top teams in the league. You know, I get him struggling without him. He's a great player. He's your number one player.
Right.
But when he would be back with Kyrie as the second guy, they would be in the mix. And Kyrie is essentially throwing all of that away. And again, Rob, if we would get it if it was just, you know, there were no real incidents off the court.
Right.
And he's still playing this great. And he's like, what do you mean? You know, you're not giving me a max. I would get that. But there are reasons, Kyrie, and none of them have to do with your actual ability on the basketball court
for
why they won't give you this deal.
And you can't blame the Nets. And you know what? The Nets, I give them credit. They didn't bend to Kevin Durant. They were not going to give him away, Chris. They said, we're not doing it. We can't get equal value for you. We're not doing it. And in this case, too, I know a lot of people think the Nets are just going to give him away to somebody. I would not give Kyrie away, Chris.
I'm not giving him away. I'm negotiating from a position of strength.
Yes.
Because you know what? And if I'm the Nets and I lose you or you sit out the rest of the season, you know what? So be it. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, we're not favored to win the championship with you. We got a shot. But if you sit out, okay. I mean, you've been a headache. Let's just keep it real. And so I'm not worried about losing you for nothing because you're not going to get the art Rob. If he goes into free agency, he's going to be in for a rude awakening. Right. I mean, the Lakers might be so desperate that they'll give him, and I think he'd be great with the Lakers this season. But if I'm the Lakers, I'm not so sure how much I want to sign him up, you know, for multiple years.
And don't forget, he's already, if you're LeBron, remember, he already walked away from you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say whatever you want. Oh, they're lovey-dovey now. Don't kid yourself. That did happen.
And, Rob, we said it when Kyrie, after they lost to the Celtics, and he was talking like he was a product of the front office, we said, man, you can't give him these multi, you know, a new contract extension max level for multiple years. And they didn't. They stood their ground. This time,
and remember, he opted in, Chris.
That's smart.
Remember, they didn't give him a deal, and he opted in. He could have left. He could, you know, when they were saying, "Oh yeah," he could have left, and he came back on his last year of his deal. And the other thing is, and I know a lot of Laker fans are, "Oh, take Westbrook, take Westbrook." He has an expiring contract. Well, Laker fans, is this on? I got news for you. Kyrie's contract's expiring too.
Right. Exactly.
Like, Chris,
exactly.
Can you help?
Yep, you're exactly right. So. We'll get into Westbrook and the Lakers later.
Later on.
But, this is just it's an interesting situation. All right, we're going to give it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox. How should the Nets respond to Kyrie's latest trade demand? Rob and I say, you negotiate from a position of strength. If I get a great deal for you, sure. Bye. But if I don't, we'll see you on February 10th, ready to rock and roll, and let's go after this Eastern Conference title. And if you're upset, Rob, because here's the thing, Rob, if he were so upset that he would sit out, and I don't think he will, he just said he'd leave as a free agent, that's not going to help him either.
That's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
I mean,
other teams are like, really, dude? You're just not going to play now?
Right. That's the scary part is, the way this is handled and the way it comes off, Chris, because, you know, like you look at somebody and if you're someone who was maybe interested in him, you say, can this guy flip out on me on any time?
Yep.
And then I'll be the one holding the bag and being looking dumb because he told us who he is and we went after him anyway.
Yep, absolutely right. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Kyrie's trade request.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. We got Mark Stein, well-known, legendary NBA writer, joining us in a few minutes. But first, we're going to take a few of your calls on Kyrie Irving. Rob, let's get to it.
All right, Devin in Washington State. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Devin?
Hey, Chris. Big fan. I just want to talk about his fit with the Lakers. I think you guys totally brought up that Kyrie already quit on LeBron one time. He already requested that trade out of Cleveland. But the other thing is, you know, because of his injury and his other availability concerns, the Lakers can't afford for more players that can't stand on the court, you know. Like, LeBron's already carrying a huge load, and it's not even the playoffs yet, and they can't give up all their assets for somebody that's not going to play right alongside AD. So it's just,
Want Kyrie.
I mean, you want him, but I just think the price is too high.
Well, the price would just be Westbrook. The price would just be Westbrook and probably those two first round picks, 2027, 2029. So I don't think it'd be a huge price. I don't think the Nets want those other players. You know, Rob.
Say yeah, I'm with you.
But it's just a matter. Would Kevin Durant want to play with Russell Westbrook again? And we'll get to that later.
Right.
But,
Daniel, not after 2 for 16 last night. That's another story. Daniel in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What is up? Listen, long time listener, first time caller. So I just wanted to come in and call in, just give my opinion on the Kyrie thing.
We appreciate that, man. Yes, thank bro. You. Long thank time. You. How long you been listening?
I want to say like a year and a half now.
Nice. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, for like a year and a half now. So anyway, long story short, getting to the point. I kind of agree with Rob how he started off. Whatnot. I think it's because it's Kyrie Irving that, you know, is going to kind of get a bad rap. But I think business-wise, it's really like the only decision that he got, option that he has to make in order to,
how
you know,
is this
get
a good business decision?
All the reason I'm saying that is because if he goes into the free agency, like the teams that he would go to that would have cap space aren't really good teams. They're like rebuilding teams.
They ain't going
to
want him anyway. You're not giving all that money to Kyrie. I mean, seriously. Kyrie has earned this image. I hate to say it.
Chris, I get what you're saying. And I think, you know, what I was talking about is basically he understands that. He doesn't want to get the free agency. Like he knows that. And this is his only way to try to squeeze and make the Nets feel uncomfortable and like they're going to cave. But we've seen before, Chris, they don't cave. They didn't even cave to KD. I give them credit. Right. A lot of teams cave, Chris.
How about winning them over on the court?
No, I got it.
That's how you should win them over.
I hear you. Let's talk to Eric in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Eric? Doing good.
Yo.
Go ahead. Yourself.
You might have a bad connection, yeah.
Got a bad
connection. You got me
now? Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay, there we go. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so I got a few quick points, and then I got a low-key trade proposal that I want to run by guys. So with Kyrie, right, like, I get both sides of it. Like, I understand why Kyrie is taking this stance, and I also get why Josiah and Sean Marks would absolutely not want to give him a contract extension fully guaranteed with no stipulations. Now, I don't know if y'all have seen the reports, but apparently, like, one of the stipulations was tied to them winning a championship. I don't think that's fair if that was one of the stipulations.
Yeah, but that could be a negotiating point.
Right.
That
could, and you could drop that.
You could drop that. Like, that's not –
I'm sure the only one.
Right.
And I understand it. Kyrie – and I think Kyrie knows, like, he made his bed, and I think he's choosing to lie in it. But I do understand, like, because, Chris, I get what you're saying. Like, if he goes to free agency, what if I pick him up? Well, okay, what if – put a scenario where you said, what if he just balls out for them, right? What if he balls out for them and no one offers him a contract still? Like, you know what I'm saying? So either way, he's kind of stuck in the
hard
place.
Yeah, but your
right
chances
now
are better if you ball right out. I mean, look, he was still voted an all-star starter.
Like he was.
So
right,
people still
right
like him.
And he was playing great. And he's been playing great. So if yep that would have continued with no
issues,
he would have totally started a year terribly and then fixed it, Chris. And
yep,
fixed
I
it
agree. I don't think he was still would have got a full max.
No. But he would have fixed it, and it wouldn't have been the issue that it
absolutely
is now. And
I right think now, the Nets would have given him a better offer.
Yeah,
is what
everybody
I think
right now is like, oh, there it is, Kyrie, just a matter of time. And that's what you don't want.
And here's what people forget, Rob. When Kyrie and Durant were free agents, there were a lot of teams out there that would only take Kyrie if he was along with Durant. As great as he was, there right were teams that were like, we're not
coming?
Taking him by himself. Right. And so, all right, Mark Stein, co-host of the new podcast, him and Chris Haynes on iHeartMedia.
I never
missed
their podcast.
It's called This League. Well, it's new. You haven't had a chance yet. You won't miss it even in a month or two. But it's going to be called This League Uncut. And these are two of the best NBA reporters out there. And Mark Stein, also the publisher of the Stein Line on Substack, one of my great friends in the industry. We worked together for many years at the old network. It's my pleasure to welcome in Mark Stein. What is up, man?
Mark.
I am honored to be able to talk to two guys who are from my own generation. I feel like we've all survived somehow. We're still here. These young guns trying to run us off.
I know. It is incredible. When I think about covering the NBA and being in the old days, Mark, when we used to sit courtside, you remember we had the greatest seats. Stern brought us down from the rafters. And I saw when Jordan hit that shot against Craig Elo. I was sitting courtside, center court. Those days are long gone.
Yeah,
you know what
are
else is long gone is playing pickup with Chris Broussard at the NBA Finals.
Yep.
Shooting all the shots.
Did you guys ever play on the Marriott in Chicago on top?
I never played
the roof
there. I heard a lot of
Mark,
stories.
Did you ever
about
play there?
I can't even. I can't remember yesterday. I do not remember playing there. But I remember some good.
We had some great games.
No doubt.
We had some awesome games. And Mark, you know, you're still doing great work. And we've been trying to get you. Know, you and I have talked. We've been trying to get you on for years, but you were, you know, you had the contract still with ESPN and all that. And so, but yeah, man, it's great to have you on. So let's get right to it.
Yes.
We've seen the reports that Phoenix will be interested and Dallas will be interested and obviously the Lakers. Are these teams, I mean, I'm sure the Lakers are interested, but are these other teams really interested in Kyrie, and is there any concern about, you know, his off-the-court issues?
I mean, look, all these teams are going to check in, and I think around the league, teams that we haven't listed are at least meeting and discussing it because – you know, all we've done is whine about this trade line, that there's no sellers, there's no difference makers. Well, theoretically, there's a difference maker out there now. But, yeah, I mean, look, Kyrie Irving's 3.5 years in Brooklyn has been nothing but reliability issues. So what assets are teams really going to be willing to give up? You know, Kyrie doesn't want to just get traded. He wants to go somewhere that they're going to sign him long term.
Right.
How do you sign him when, you know, the Nets – don't want to sign him because, you know, we've seen it's basically been 2 months and change of drama-free in Brooklyn, and now he wants a contract extension. Well, 2 months isn't a, 2-plus months isn't a long time.
Right.
No,
right.
No doubt. And if you're Brooklyn, you know, Chris and I, we applauded him when they held the line against Kevin Durant. Said, it's not an equal trade for us. We're not giving you away, and we're not doing it. And it wound up being the right move. Could they just say, Mark, we're playing this out, you know, and we're going to play this out, and then after it's all done, if you want to bounce or be a free agent or whatever, or, you know, and that would be the end of it? Or do you think there's a trade coming?
Yeah, look, we have to keep that on the board as a possibility, because really that's what's been happening here to this point. I reported this Monday that, yes, Kyrie Irving wants a contract extension, and you saw his stepmother and agent, Shatilia, talk to my podcast partner, Chris Haynes, and tell Chris Haynes, on the record, we would love a contract extension, and the Nets have not really come to the table with us yet. But the reason for that, based on everything I've been hearing, is, you know, the Nets feel like, let's just try to get through this season. Let's slow play it again, like we did with Kevin Durant. Get through the season. If Kyrie Irving wants to get somewhere, you know, all the teams with cap space, these are not, he doesn't want to go to San Antonio or Houston
or
Orlando. And do those teams want him? The answer is probably no. The Nets are thinking, he's got to include us in a sign and trade to get somewhere he wants to go. So the Nets didn't feel this urgency to speed things up. It didn't look like Kyrie had a way to speed things up. So I think that's a big part of why he's issued this trade demand, which strikes a lot of people as, this, you're going to demand a trade now? But I guess Kyrie Irving sees this as his only mechanism to try to get some leverage back here. But what does it say to the rest of the league? What does it say in that locker room? And, of course, the number one domino here is, what does Kevin Durant think about all this? We don't know yet. But even if Kevin Durant is going to back his buddy here, who is an all-star starter, we do have to say, for 35 games, Kyrie Irving has played brilliant basketball and, you know, made his way. He got, you know, he earned an all-star start with his how well he's played here over the last 30, 35 games. But even if Kevin Durant backs him here, how is this not a distraction, disruption to a team that's had plenty over the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, everybody's thinking the Lakers. I know the Nets had no interest in Westbrook over in the offseason. Do you see, like, it seems like that would be the only trade. I guess there's possibly a three-team deal out there. But Westbrook and draft picks would be the deal between those two teams. Do you see the Nets even seriously entertaining a trade for Westbrook?
Here's the thing, and I think you would probably need a third team, because the Nets don't want Westbrook, because at $47 million, he takes, you know, that's an extra $10 million in salary that messes with their tax. You know, their luxury tax check is high enough, and now you just take it higher by taking on Westbrook for the rest of the season. And if you're the Lakers have clung so tightly to those firsts in 2027 and 2029 because those are the last two good trade assets they have for the rest of the decade.
Wow.
Do the Lakers really want to give that up, even one, now? When, you know, again, you don't know what kind of reliability you would get out of Kyrie Irving. Can you maybe get him in the summertime some other way? Like, it's made sense to me that the Lakers have not wanted to give those picks away. And, you know, we've talked so much about Bojan Bogdanović in Detroit. Detroit wants an unprotected first for Bogdanović. And the Lakers, to this point, have resisted because they've already got an unprotected first in play that New Orleans holds. If the Lakers miss the playoffs and somehow win the lottery, they've got to send that pick to New Orleans. They would lose Wembanyama because of a previous unprotected pick. Do you want to do that again? You know, not for Bojan Bogdanović and certainly not for Kyrie Irving.
Speaking of the Lakers in this, if you're LeBron, and I know they've been playing nice, and when he was in Brooklyn, Kyrie said all these nice things about LeBron, but he did walk away from LeBron and want to get away from him. If you're LeBron, do you fall for it? You know what I mean? Or do you still hold your guard that this is a guy who didn't want to be with me, didn't want to play?
Well, he's already tweeted. I don't speak emoji, so I'm terrible at trying to read these things.
Yes.
Look, I think we can safely assume that LeBron James would welcome Kyrie Irving yesterday.
Right.
LeBron is having a season for a 38-year-old we've never seen. But not just that. I wrote this on his 37th birthday, and it still holds on his 38th birthday. The birthday present for LeBron James is the fact that the West is uncharacteristically wide open. 3 through 13 in the West, there isn't a computer, an AI system. There is nobody who could have predicted the order of those teams that we see when we woke up today and looked at the standings. And, you know, again, these are so – these 3 through 13 are so bunched up. And if the Lakers – if something happened, if a trade could be worked out that as of next week the Lakers suddenly add Kyrie Irving, I mean, I'm sure LeBron will think, you give me a healthy AD and Kyrie and yep. we can win the West.
Yeah, absolutely. But you just said the operative word. What did you just say? A healthy AD. And LeBron's been hurt 3 of the 4 years he's been in L.A. as well. And that's the only down part about the Lakers is that you don't know, Mark, about those guys staying healthy.
Mark, before you go, I know you're obviously really plugged in Dallas. They've been mentioned, too. I don't know if I want Kyrie within 100 miles of Luka. I don't know that he, you know, defer to Luka as the number one guy. I mean, are they really interested in him? And could you see that working?
All those concerns would be very real. But, look, again, the distinction is, are you talking about Kyrie for the rest of the season? I mean, obviously I live in Dallas. Everyone in Dallas is, we need another ball handler. That's the cry you hear every day. Well, you know, that, and that's today's NBA. You want multiple ball handlers. Luka's usage rate approaches Dirk Nowitzki's retired number 41. You can't sustain that. You can't stay healthy doing that. Obviously, there would be an adjustment period, but that is not the concern. The concern is, you know, if you're talking long term, okay, now it's a concern. Because, again, right. you know, all these teams are going to have questions about reliability and you know, how do you sign Kyrie Irving to a long-term contract when the Nets who've had him for 4 years don't want to do it? I mean, you have to get him in your program and see how it works. But Jason Kidd has a relationship with Kyrie Irving already, as does Nico Harrison, the Mavs' new GM. So the Mavs believe that on a short-term basis it could work. But again, you know, Kyrie wants an extension.
Yep.
And that's really the question.
Yep.
All right. That is the great Mark Stein. Thanks, Mark. Man. Great to have you on, brother. We will definitely do it again. And good luck with the new podcast with you and Chris.
That's right.
Greatly appreciated, gents. Be good.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Tyshirt is dusty.
I'm in the grades.
It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, you always say go the opposite way when I give my Shekel City. Last night, we had a hat trick.
Oh, congrats.
1, 2, 3, Alex. Can I get some bells?
How many you want, Rob? 3?
3. All 3 right, Chris. Here we go, going for a back-to-back hat trick. I'm betting on the Pistons tonight. Did you hear that, Steve DeSager? I'm taking
Wow.
the Pistons. -1.5, Chris, hosting the Hornets in Detroit. I got the Kings -3.5 at the Pacers. The Pacers lost last night at the buzzer to the Lakers. And I'm taking the Blazers +3.5. They're in the nation's capital down in D.C., Chris. So I got the Pistons, the Kings, and the Blazers getting points in D.C. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on and who I won shekels on last night. Hello.
Lot of shekels?
Nah, nice. You know okay. what? If you bet $50, 50 shekels, Chris,
right.
you win like 350. So you Look win 300
you.
Bucks.
And That's the sad bad. Thing is you're going to waste it. You're going to waste it probably this weekend.
This weekend in Arizona? Yeah. Nah, I'm going to be good.
Are you going to Arizona?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. I'll be there Sunday.
Oh, you get in
and,
on Sunday.
We'll look forward to seeing you. When's the last time we saw each other? Was it last
Super Bowl?
No, at your party. Yeah, in New York. That You're would right. have been probably in
May or
December?
June or something. No. You were at the Hall of Fame, at the Martin Van Buren Hall of Fame. That was in
Right. May. That was in the summer. Okay. Yeah. All right, Rob. Last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo just goes berserk. I think dropped, 54 points. Let me see what it was exactly.
The Clippers are still hurting.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game, and the Clippers had both Kawhi and Paul George, and Giannis took it to them both. 54 points, Rob, 19 rebounds. We know he's already got 2 MVPs. I'm going to say this, Rob, and I am an official voter. This notion that it's all over, that Nikola Jokic is going to become the first three straight MVP winner, since Larry Bird, Jordan didn't do it, Magic didn't do it, LeBron didn't do it, Kobe, Shaq. Nobody has won 3 straight MVPs since Larry Bird. And there's a feeling that Doncic is going to become that first guy, Rob. I beg to differ. And I'm not saying, he won't win it or I won't vote for him. I'm open. But, Rob, I think Giannis – and I think it's been voter fatigue that's really kept him out of the hunt the last couple years. But I think Giannis is right there. And I think Joel Embiid is right there. And Luka is not far behind. Embiid, Rob, leads the league in scoring, 33.5 points, 10 rebounds. Giannis is 32 points. He's third in scoring, 12 rebounds, which is like number one, number two in the NBA, number two behind Sabonis at 12.4, and 5 dimes. And he's got his team second in the East, even though his second best player, Middleton, has been out
I'll
most of the
this.
Season. Hadn't played well when he's been back.
I don't know if
and
it's
then,
fair or not.
yeah, Jokic is, Rob, 16th in the league in scoring at 25 points, but averaging a triple-double.
I don't think this is fair, but I'm going to say it anyway. Giannis feels like old news to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because of the last few years with what they're looking at and averaging a triple-double and you know, I don't know, Chris. It doesn't feel like Giannis is that guy he was when he won the back-to-back MVPs. I don't know because he's been in the league a while and he's just doing what he does all the time. I don't know what it is, but he feels like old news to me. I don't think that's fair.
Wow.
I said it.
He's averaging a career-high points. A career, well, not a career-high rebounds, but right there close. And his typical five dimes. That's interesting. I hear what you're saying. They're not a sexy team. They're not, you know, lighting it up. They're second. They're not first in the East. But that's interesting. I think that's just a feel. That might be indigestion, Rob, in your gut.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.